Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
It's the Funny Bunnies with Jenny Wendell.
Well, hello to you. No, really. Hello to you. Thank you very much for putting those little buds in your ears or the little headphones across them or, you know, look, whatever you're doing, you just do you. I'm just proud that you're listening. And today I'm very excited because I get to chat with a fabulous woman who I love dearly on stage and off, Jasmine Fairbairn. Fairbairn. Sorry, I made that sound like a really weird German sex dungeon. She's not a German sex dungeon. She is an excellent comedian. The two get frequently confused, but not today. And I know she's going to love this intro so very much. So Jasmine actually started off a very long time ago doing improv with the famous, wonderful Loose Moose Theatre in Canada, which, funnily enough, is where I spent 2 years of my life training in improv and performing with those guys who are incredible. Weirdly, at the time, I didn't even meet Jazz, even though she's such a big part of that company, but we just, our paths did not cross for whatever reason. I think because she maybe had a bun in the oven at the time, some lame excuse like that. Priorities. But we have met up since because she married an Australian, moved to Brisbane, where I live, and we have met here and hit it off like a house on fire. She's done so much comedy stuff. She's become a total staple in the Brizzy comedy scene. She's done so much stuff. If you've seen Stand Up in Brizzy, you've probably seen Jasmine. And we had a really awesome chat. It's quite manic, I think. You can hear in our voices this kind of weird mania that we share whenever we get together. So, if you want to take probably ingest this episode with a bit of chamomile or something. Or actually, you know what you should do? That button on your podcast where you can listen to it at half speed, probably do that. Hit that. Slow us down to normal. Little life hack there. Without further ado, please enjoy this chat with Jasmine Fairbairn. Look at us go. Hello. Are you working?
Yay!
Amazing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be this close. Okay. Wait, I'm really quiet. Okay.
Okay, maybe come closer. I have a really loud voice. So.
I do too, normally.
Yeah, but you're a bit sick.
But I'm sick.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'll live.
You will. We hope. Live to fight another day.
Fingers crossed.
Do you feel like we should just start this properly.
Sure.
Yeah. Jasmine!
Hi, Jenny!
Such a smooth, sincere beginning. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited that we're finally recording this shit.
Me too.
Oh, my God. I'm about to murder all the equipment that's ever existed.
Yes. I've never seen you angry at anything before, but I can see that if you get really angry, like, you're going to be on the news.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope to be.
One day.
It'll be like, that'll be my biggest publicity, is Snap. Just like snapping at a computer one day and just burning down a factory. Like, that'll be it. And me just going, ah! Yeah, I just lose my shit. I'm actually pretty calm around the house, but it's when I cannot get a computer to work.
Yeah, like there's nothing attest, like technology.
Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah. I'm so original like that. How are you?
I'm great. I'm sick.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Sick sucks.
And, you know, just normal life.
Yeah. What is normal life? Tell us about normal life.
Okay, so I'm currently getting separated. I have two boys, one that is 12 and one that is 9.
Brutal. Preteen.
The 9-year-old is so good at being 9.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like a whole treat.
9, I love 9, I have to say, though.
Do you really? Think,
I do because, well, again, but my 9-year-old's my last one.
He's my last one, too.
But we've got a house full of teenagers.
Right.
So that's the difference. It's all relative. So relative to the teenagers, I'm like, oh, my God, he's delightful.
Yeah. So he can, no, I think I remember when we moved to Australia with my oldest, who was nine at the time, and when we were in Disneyland, he had like five tantrums a day. And really, what more can you do but give a kid Disneyland? Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't be a better mom than this, right?
Do you know when we went to Disneyland, when we were moving back from Canada, we flew through LA and we're like, okay, we have to go to Disneyland.
Of course.
It's our one chance.
Yes.
And I know you love Disneyland. It's like your favorite place on the planet.
When I die, I hope to be cremated and sprinkled in Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is, I will do it for you. If you die before me, I will take your ashes there.
Thank you.
If no one else will. But I will, any excuse to go to Disneyland.
100%. Yeah. It would be like, shouldn't it be a tax deduction then?
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I've just decided I'll have my ashes sprinkled there too.
Okay,
so
cool.
If I die, you can go there.
Yeah.
I don't know about Pirates of the Caribbean. I didn't love that. Maybe off Space Mountain. If you could just take them. I know we're not going to get permission for that.
Yeah.
But just take them on Space Mountain.
I'm
and
not
just,
asking
Just
permission.
Release the ashes. You don't even have to scatter. It'll just, whoa.
And then like, people will breathe you in.
Amazing. Oh, it's like as if this ride couldn't get better. We just inhaled a person.
Good.
You'll
excited.
Be Spaced Mountain. You'll be cray cray. Deal. Yeah. Okay. So we went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
We ended up getting a 2-day pass because someone had said to me, you can't see it in one day.
No.
Anyway, so we walk in the gates. Yeah. Caleb, my second child, was 3 at the time, right? So we go in there. Immediately, he spots a Buzz Lightyear toy.
Right.
A silver Buzz Lightyear toy, runs up to it, is desperate to have it. We said no because he already owned exactly the same toy.
Right.
Like he owned it.
What a jerk you are.
Well, I'm such a prick. So I said, no, we're at Disneyland. Like we've just gotten here. You own that freaking toy.
Yeah.
He had an absolute epic meltdown the entire time. I have photos of us going on that. What's that one where you just like get on a boat and go through the jungle? That one.
Oh, yeah. The jungle ride. The jungle cruise.
Clearly, the jungle.
Yeah, it's not very.
That makes sense.
It's not very imaginative. It's Disney, but still.
Jungle cruise.
Jungle cruise.
Come on, Disney. You can do better than that.
Yeah.
Went on that. He's screaming the whole time. I've got photos of it. It's so funny now.
Yeah.
It wasn't funny at the time.
No.
And finally, it had to get to the point where I was like, dude, if you can't get your shit together, we are going to leave Disneyland.
We're going to leave Disneyland.
And we left Disneyland, Jasmine.
No.
We left fucking Disneyland.
You know what I would have done? I would have lost him and gone on the rides and gone on the rides myself and been like, I don't know. He's safe. It's Disneyland. It's fine.
It's the happiest place on earth.
Nobody's taken Disneyland away from me. No, my God.
We left Disneyland.
Wow.
And we went back to the hotel.
Wow.
And, but you know what? Like, that was a harsh consequence.
That
consequence. That's probably the biggest time in my life I have stuck to my guns.
Good for you.
Went home, and the next day, he was an angel.
Of course
he was. We had the best day ever.
Good.
It was amazing.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I feel so upset at the loss of that one
thank
day.
Thank you, honey. Yeah.
When I was a kid, we went to Disneyland, and I was 5, and my brother was 3, and my brother started vomiting in Disneyland, and my parents, we had to leave Disneyland, and I threw an absolute ranger.
Oh, wow.
Because I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Leave them behind, you know? Like, why am I missing out on Disneyland for this dumb kid?
Do you think that sort of, that was what set a tone of your future parenting? And,
probably.
And love for Disneyland, too. It was like you'd already had it.
Yeah, taken away.
Your
taken away from me.
That's so mean. These assholes.
I know. I think it's so funny, though, because, like, when we went we've gone twice with the kids, and the last time we went was really fun. But my youngest chucked a big tanty, and it was pouring rain. It was pouring rain. We had like the capes, right? The plastic capes. And I was like, forget it. We are at Disneyland. Everybody put on a smile. We're at Disneyland and this is where we are. And we all had a great day because there was nobody there.
Oh, yeah.
Front of the line in every single ride. But all of our shoes were sopping wet. And then my youngest peed accidentally on his shoe.
Oh, my God. Like in the toilet or just in public?
In the toilet.
Right. Yeah.
But then it like it got on his shoe. Mm-hmm. And then when we got back to the hotel, because we had a whole other day at Disney and we had only these one pair of shoes, I did blow dry the shoes. But because he had peed in the shoe, it was like this. It was disgusting.
Oh, no.
It was really bad. And so then the next day we went to Disneyland. It was nice outside, but we weren't going to go and catch a flight until midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked around in these shoes all day. the wet shoes from the day before, the pee wet shoes, wash around all day in them. And then we go on the plane and we're sitting there waiting for the plane to board. And like, I can smell these kids. And so, and they were so tired, right? Oh. So they were passed out in chairs and I was like wet wiping their feet and I bought them new socks.
You're like
and
Mary just, Magdalene. And the last supper.
Just trying to prevent the whole plane from just revolting against us. God. And I ended up just tossing the shoes in the bin.
That's what I would do.
Because they were just so disgusting.
Oh, my God. And I would manufacture them out of my little, like, ponchos that you've worn all day at Disneyland. Just have them wear little
plastic. I just got them socks. Plastic. I just got them these, like, those fluffy socks you can wear on the plane.
Oh, nice.
And I was just like, forget it. When we get to Australia, you can go barefoot. You know what I mean?
That's not fine. I'll turn that off. Oh, shit, babe.
Yeah, so that was
But you did the right thing. Like, you did the right thing. I think some people – I've seen people change full-on disgusting pooey nappies on a plane in the plane seat. And I know you have to change their nappy clearly. Yeah. But go to the bathroom. Like, come on. Like, smell. Like, to infest people with your smell.
Yeah. Look, I've done that before too. So I'm not – I'm no saint. Yeah.
I probably let my kids sit there a bit too long.
Yeah.
In shitty nappies.
No, I've definitely done that.
Mm.
But when we flew to Australia when my oldest was 15 months and I was pregnant –
oh.
And he, I had to change his diaper on the plane. And also, he screamed.
The whole trip?
Almost the whole trip. It was like a 15-hour trip. And there was a point where I just went, I don't even care. And I just like fell asleep next to him. There was nothing to be done.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, I was that person. Cause like, I was just so exhausted.
Did you feel like, were you stressed about people's judgment?
You know, there was a point where it was like, at first I felt stressed. And then after that, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to see any of these people ever again. I just don't even care. Like everyone is getting to a point where like everyone gets a turn where they have to be the person who endures that crying, and then they have to be the person who is responsible for the crying.
Yeah.
And on either side of it, it sucks. So.
Well, I always think the people who are the most judgy are people who have never had to do that.
Yeah.
Or never will have to do that.
Yeah.
And so just don't get it. But I feel like any parent.
Yeah.
Or would be parent totally gets it. And it's just feeling sorry for the parent.
And
really.
Also like a little bit of like joy that it's not you.
That's
So you're just not like, you're just sitting there thinking to yourself, you know what? I don't even care. I'm so happy that this isn't me right now. Like, you go, girl. Good luck.
It's so true. Yeah. I can quite enjoy a child's tantrum when I have zero responsibility for it.
100%.
Like, knock yourself out, buddy, as long as it's not me.
Well, I did a commercial recently, and it was like this mum commercial, and there was a bunch of kids in it, and they weren't mine, and it was fabulous.
It was like this, I saw that commercial. Yeah. I shared that commercial.
Oh,
yes, fantastic.
You. Yeah, it was really fun. And it was great because there was a dog and two kids, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, and none of it was my problem. At one point, the dog got out and there was like 15 people chasing the dog, and I'm just playing on my phone like, good luck, guys. And and in the final scene, they didn't even use it in the commercial. We had to do a reshoot because the little girl, she refused to do what she was told. All she had to do was lie down on me and pretend to be asleep. And she refused.
Wow.
She was having this massive tantrum. And people were trying to, what can we get you? Like, they had sugared her up all day.
Oh,
so she
no.
was like, no amount of cookies was going to get her to do anything. And finally someone said, why don't you want to do this? And she said, because you all want me to do it. So I'm not gonna. And I was like, you know what? You go, girl. Right?
That's honesty.
It was. And it was great. And she was 3. And it was like, you can't make her do something.
You know what, though? I just think I really hope that that's the end of her showbiz career. Because that is how complete assholes are made.
Totally.
It's like, let's panic. What can we get you to do?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
It would be the worst. Like, you just want them to do this one thing and they know it.
Yeah.
And they don't have anything better to do with their life.
Yeah.
Except to stop you. Right?
Wow.
So they're just like, I'm going to do whatever I want. And then she had this massive tantrum because they replaced her with the boy. Uh-huh. And I was like, and that's what happens, girl. So
do you know what? That's what happened in my web series when we were shooting, because we shot, How Me Parent Good. I obviously cast my own children.
Yeah.
Not through total nepotism.
No.
They're there. I don't have to pay them. And they're all show ponies, so yeah. I kind of enjoyed it. But the kids, they love the acting,
yeah.
hate the waiting.
Ugh.
Because as you know, like yeah. it's so much waiting for them to do the lights and sound and all of that, and something yeah. doesn't work and yeah. blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so like my kids by the end of the shoot were kind of like, I don't want to be, And so it's like, oh, that's cool. Like, okay, little brother, do you yeah. want to come do this? Sure. And then later, why didn't I get to do that scene? Because you were being a diva, Mariah Carey. So, yeah, you know, you snooze, you lose.
That's why you have many kids, right?
That's the only reason.
You can replace them, right?
Yeah. like, oh, you're out? Yeah, sure, tap out. Bye. All right, next, come off the bench. Yeah.
It's so that you always like one of them, right? Yeah,
exactly. And statistically, I don't think I've ever not liked one.
Right.
I think there's always been one that I've been partial to.
The thing that I try to do, the thing that I've been keeping in mind recently since getting separated is, A, before I got separated, they never had anything bad happen to them, like ever. And they sucked because of it. You know what I mean? Like, they were just like, they thought that the worst thing ever was that I forgot to get them the proper pencil.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's their, like, level of, like, hardship.
And yeah. Well, that's a very privileged life. Yes. That's your biggest problem.
Exactly. Yes. And mm-hmm. so now they kind of get a little bit more of, like, what – I was like, you know what? You guys need your life to be a little bit harder than yeah. it is.
So from the wrong pencil to – your parents are now divorcing.
It was all in my master plan. And but no,
wake like, up to reality, son. You didn't like your pencil. Watch this.
Well, let me show you what it can go to. But yeah, like I find well, the thing that I always thought was like I had two because inevitably I was going to go insane,
mm-hmm.
and they needed each other.
Yeah.
Right. And I find that if they're both against me, mm-hmm. they're at least together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm angry at both of them, they've at least banded together to be against me. Now, in the time, I do not enjoy that. But I like the fact that they know how to work together sometimes.
You're going to team up and be yeah. assholes.
Yeah.
At like, least let's focus on the bonding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I actually heard somewhere, it's genuinely a thing
what?
That for siblings to get together and bitch and moan mm-hmm. and complain and kind of talk about how terrible their parent is.
Yeah.
Is actually a really important part of siblings bonding. It actually genuinely is.
I agree. Like, it's what I have seen. And with my parents and with my brother, I think, like, we bonded a lot better after my parents became insane.
Yeah.
Which I think parents inevitably do, I realize now. Because it's just so hard work. And so we bonded better. The people that I see that are, like, friends with their siblings, it's because their parents were a bit shit.
Yeah. That's right. Well, hardship makes you stronger.
Yeah.
It has to.
And if your parents are kind and good and perfect, then why bother?
Well, the other thing I always think, though, like when I get like, you know, because we beat ourselves up a lot about
it. Yeah.
God, I'm fucking so much up. But then I always think, you're going to fuck them up somehow. Like, mm-hmm. and if you were perfect, then your kids would be like, oh, like, how could you never, you're so perfect. I can't live up to you.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you ever let me go through anything? You know, yeah. So I think it doesn't matter. There's always going to be something.
100%. I don't think there's ever any winning in parenting, which is hashtag blessed.
hashtag so blessed. Oh my God. So separating. Are you happy to talk about this a little bit?
Yeah.
Like how have the kids, how have you been managing that? Like with the kids, do you remember how, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to, how did you break it to them? And
so they took it really well at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But I think, like things moved so quickly. And I think that's, if I had any regrets, it would be that things moved so incredibly quickly, but I, like, obviously I didn't have any control over it.
Yeah.
It just sort of happened. And so, when it originally happened, they seemed to take it fine. Then, you know, I think it's more of like, it's a long-term game.
Yeah.
With them. They don't understand long-term consequences. So at first it just seems like that's fine. And then, you know, things start changing and then everything sort of goes out of whack for them. And then they start trying to claw for some control.
Yeah.
And that's when poor behavior happens.
Oh yeah.
So, and then like, obviously me and my ex are in like emotional flux as well.
Yeah.
So nobody's handling it very well.
Yeah.
But I will say that I see that they've bonded.
Yeah. You know,
like they've really stuck together. They hate each other. right? Like they're actually physically punching each other in the face now.
Wow.
But I think it's better because before they used to just stare at individual computer screens and nobody interacted.
So you now know they're connecting.
They're connecting. Literally. Fists in their faces.
It's a step. You gotta, you know, it's change.
But yeah, I think like I broke it to them just like it was a weird break because it wasn't necessarily a break and there was some weirdness and some scariness that happened with it as well. And so it was just more of like, this is what's happening. They seemed perfectly fine with it. They went back on their computers.
Wow.
Yeah. And then as things have progressed, like then there's obviously like, it's just I think it's more of like a constant discussion, like a constant check-in because everything seems fine. And then one day, you know, my youngest said to me the other day that I didn't want to be his mommy anymore, you know? And it's just like, well, because I was a stay-at-home mom before and now I'm working to them, that's like a betrayal of them. And it's like, I have to remind them that no, mummies work, you know, like that exists in the world and that they were very lucky and privileged to have a mummy that was home for the first 12 or 9 years of their life.
Yeah. That's
and
right.
From moving forward, they just need to be more supportive of the fact that their mother works and that's a beneficial thing for them because then they get to eat.
Yes. Which is nice.
It's nice, especially because they're turning into teenagers and they just eat.
Oh my God.
It's disgusting. Yeah. I have no idea how I'm going to feed these kids. Yesterday, I picked them up from school and like, here's the other thing. I don't know why I cannot wrap my head around it. I was a stay-at-home mom for 12 years. I should absolutely know better, but when they don't eat, they're dickheads.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm a dickhead when I don't eat. It's not that I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
And yet I cannot seem to piece these two pieces of information together ever, right? So I went to go pick them up from school and my youngest is like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, cool. I always have this tendency to be like, let me just get this done. And then let me just get this. And I don't know why I do that. Do you do that?
Oh shit. Yeah. It's, like, and delay and delay and then go, oh my God, they're just turning into monsters.
Doing? Yeah. Cause he had this, so I'm trying to furnish this room for them. Okay. Here's what a dickhead I am. I'm trying to furnish this room for them to play video games in.
You're such a good mom.
Oh, I'm such a dick, right? Oh. I'm like, here, I'm going to buy you a TV and a couch to sit on so you can play your video games in this room away from me. Because they're so quiet, right? And like, my housemate has put it together so the internet works correctly now. And I'm just trying to set it up so they're happy. And I'm like, come with me and we'll buy a couch. And he shows up and he sees this couch that's like, it looks like a movie theater seating.
Oh, yep.
And it's like,
like full-on cup tray and all that.
The cup holder was a real sticking point for him. And and I was like, look, I can't, first of all, this isn't going to fit in the area. Secondly, it's only a two-seater. We need a three-seater. And thirdly, it costs like $1,500 and I don't have that much money. And he chucked this massive wobbly, like just this unbelievable tantrum in the middle of Super A Mart. And to the point where I'm like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, are you hungry? He's like, no. I'm like, I'm going to get a hot dog. He's like, I won't eat it. Right? And I just lost my mind at him. And I finally go get hot dogs for everyone and churros from Costco. P.S.
Nice.
So cheap.
Nice.
And I put it in front of him and I'm like, here. He inhales it. Inhales the hot dog. And he's six bites in and he says, oh, I'm really sorry. I was a jerk. And I was like, why didn't you feed him, you dummy?
That is just like, that's exactly that Betty White commercial, the Snickers commercial, isn't it? Where it's like, that is
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's so
and
funny.
I'm such a dummy. Why don't I ever show up at school with food?
I do that.
You're so smart.
But when I remember to. But the other reason I do it is because if I take them to the supermarket to pick out stuff, they just want to pick shit.
Yes.
So that's why I'm kind of like, I'm going to try and be a little bit proactive
smart.
And go and, yeah, get. But because and the other thing is if they buy shit, I eat the shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to just eat donuts. I mean, I really want to just
eat
donuts.
Eat
I really do. But that's why I can't have them near me.
Well, here's my one win for yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's a loss. but a win. Before I left to go pick up, my other son was sick. My older son was sick. And so he was at home and I went to go pick up my younger son. And that's when the tantrum happened. My older son, he came home and he was saying he was hungry. So I was like, I'll make you peanut butter toast. I put the bread in the toaster and then just wandered away, like totally abandoned the idea. And I phone him like 10 minutes later. I'm like, oh my God, honey, I'm so sorry. I just left. I didn't even make you the peanut butter toast. And he's like, you know what? I made it myself. And I was like, woo!
It's a turning point.
And I was like, you know what? Now I never have to make you toast again. You've just totally made me obsolete. Yay, you.
Yeah, that's the dream. I mean, that's what we're working towards, isn't it? Oh my God. Being obsolete.
If you do a good job, they leave.
Yeah, they upgrade.
That's the whole point.
Windows 10.0.
Exactly. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. See you later, Mom. And then you were like, why don't they ever call me?
I have resigned myself knowing that I have two boys, that's it. Like, I cannot build my life around them because they are going to leave and never call and not remember my birthday, not like barely remember Mother's Day. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, this is so sad.
But it's true. So I have to come to terms with it. I can't like, the problem is like, if I want to keep them around, then I have to cripple them. And I don't want to do that.
You could do it emotionally.
I know, but I don't even want to do that. Because then I got to pay for them. You know what I mean? Like, then it's like internet for the rest of my life. You know? I won't give you the Wi-Fi password till you empty the garbage. You know? They're 37.
I keep threatening to do that with the Wi-Fi password, but I can't be bothered changing the damn thing all the time because then I can't remember it.
Yeah, I don't know how to change the Wi-Fi password. Don't tell my kids because...
I think it's a great parenting idea, so though. Good. It's just, but these ideas, and then I'm like, I just don't have the energy to do that, really.
No.
Oh, man. What's your biggest, like, can you think of, like some moments of, like, glorious, wonderful, horrible failure as a mom?
Okay. Glorious, wonderful, horrible failure. I have so many running through my head.
Share them all.
I remember, I dropped my baby.
Oh, nice.
I dropped my youngest. I left him downstairs on the ottoman. Well, I had to pee, so I ran into the other room, and then he somehow fell off. He was two days old.
Oh, shit! Oh, my God. Did you freak out?
I did. I totally freaked out. I don't know how he made it off.
That's pretty impressive.
To be fair, he is top of his class now. he's emotionally not quite. I think I've damaged him emotionally, but intellectually he's fine.
Do you know, like, if you were in the right kind of mother's group, that would be something to be really proud of.
I know.
Like, my son was the first one to actually move enough to fall off the ottoman.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the other one that I just thought of is my oldest son was being bullied by this kid. And this kid was telling him really scary stories, and he was in grade two. Yeah, and he was telling him really scary stories, and like, my son just doesn't know how to handle it. My oldest son is, like, he's really sweet and really emotional and, like, really cares about other people. Not his younger brother, but really cares about everybody else.
And, selective empathy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so this guy was telling him, like, this really scary story, and he hadn't slept for, like, 3 nights because he was having all these nightmares because of it. He was just being, like, and my oldest son was just, like, crazy, 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 always on everything, always running. And I'd gone to the park that day to just wear him out, and I was exhausted. And I'm giving him a bath, and he just said to me, Mommy, why does he say those things? And I just wasn't thinking, and I just said, oh, because he's a dick, buddy. I don't know. and then the look on his face he was like, what's a dick? And I was like, oh, no. And I was like, oh, baby, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that word. It means penis. And he just, like, his eyes lit up because he could see that that's exactly what that kid was. He's a penis.
He's just a penis.
He's just a penis. And I was like, please don't say that word.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. What about you? What are your glorious failures?
Oh, my God. So many. Mm. I mean, obviously there's injuries and stuff like that. I remember I do remember putting down my daughter one day. She was like 4 months old, and just put her down on the floor, went to do something. I can't remember. And coming back into the lounge room and she was gone. And I was like, I was like, had this sinking feeling.
Yeah.
And then I heard this little noise, and she'd rolled all the way across the room under the couch. Oh my God. She just stuck down at the couch. And I just had this moment of, oh my God, because I used to have serious nightmares about like my child being abducted, like those things that, you know, you normally do, and just going, yeah. So anyway, congratulations to her. Slammed her door into her finger into a glass door, like as in she was crawling to go outside, and I was like, I'll catch you. And then heard the, like, yeah, you know when there's the silence, and the longer silence, the silence, the bigger
the worst.
Oh my God. It's like, felt like I'd just burst her little finger like a sausage.
This is going to be massive.
Oh my God. So many like that. Oh, but just stuff like, oh, I'm not proud of this. But my God, a teenage girl is the like worst. A roller coaster. It's like Space Mountain.
It is.
Where someone has released ashes.
And you're breathing and them in all the time.
All constantly. Yeah. Yeah. But then you're like, wee, this is fun. And then it's back to.
And it happens so quickly too. Like, that's what God. I don't understand. Mm. It's like, I'm starting to see it with my 12-year-old. It's just like the mood swings are so massive and so quick.
Yes.
It's like last night he threw down a chair because I wouldn't take him to his dad's house. I was going to take him in 45 minutes and he was bored and
I hate the bored thing.
And then he sort of, it was an accident. He threw down the chair accidentally, but then he was like, I'm going with it, you know? And then a couple seconds later, I was like, how dare you, like, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. And then he's like, his face is in my armpit, you know, like he's like, oh my God, I can't keep up.
It's very
emotionally regulate.
Yeah. Right. Oh, no. It is. It's just such a four seasons in 1 hour.
Hour, 1 minute.
Oh, my God. Yes.
So you've got a girl, so that's even better.
Oh, she's just, she's so awesome. Like, she's so awesome, but then she's so full on as well. And just like, it's just, there's nowhere in between. But at some point last week, I can't even remember what it was, but I remember just turning around and going, oh, fuck off, Ella. And then I was like, oh, my God, I had the bag. Next door, I didn't hear that. That's so awful. Like, so and just going, here I am trying to model amazing behavior and like, please use your words. Like, and I did use my words.
Yeah. My words are fuck off. Oh my God, that's so great. Yeah,
so you know, I don't really have a leg to stand on from a moral high ground.
No, but nobody does, you know? Like, that's it. I think this idea, you're supposed to like have a village of people so that when you're at the fuck off Ella point, you can hand them over to somebody who's at the I love Ella point.
Yes.
But that just doesn't exist now.
I know. I mean, and there's people who'd be willing to do that, I'm sure, like my sister and her grandparent, but they're all far away. It's not like you're not living in the hut next door anymore. So, yeah, it's a bit harder.
Yeah.
Go say hello to your auntie on Messenger. Yeah. Come on. Like, go and have a little chat with her for a bit. Yeah. So, God, so many.
Ugh.
It's insane.
Have you ever lost them?
Lost my children?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. My 14-year-old son is a shocker. He will just, like, if he's in a foul mood, he will walk, because we live in walking distance to his dad's house. So he will just leave. And not say anything. I bought him a freaking phone. This is what kills me. This is how entitled children are.
Mm-hmm.
I bought him a phone, a cheap one.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to break a freaking iPhone. Yeah. Like, for God's sake. Prepaid, he's got credit on there, and he will not use it because he thinks it's broken because it doesn't charge up instantly like an iPhone. Like, it's, and I'm just like, God damn it. So then I can't contact him until he gets to his dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, blah, blah, blah. So that's happened. Woodford Folk Festival.
Oh, yeah.
He gets in a foul mood. He just goes.
So does my youngest. Oh, my God. I have lost him so much. And it's so frustrating because he, like, we were in Sydney recently meeting my friend from Canada. And we were walking along these cliffs by Bondi Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And they're beautiful. But I was getting, like, a panicky feeling because they were, like, walking too close to the cliffs.
Mm-hmm.
And I have anxiety attacks now. And,
Sorry, I'm laughing at that. You have panic attacks.
No, it's funny.
Amazing.
It's funny. It's true because, like, it's laughable because everybody does. So.
Yeah, that's right. We're all completely mentally ill. Everyone has problems. Yeah.
So he was wandering away, and then we were watching whales, and I turn around, and he's gone. He wasn't even mad. He just disappeared. Oh. And so everybody's looking for him. I was convinced he'd gone over the edge.
Oh, God.
You know, and he's just disappeared. We lost him in Disneyland.
Oh!
The happiest place on earth.
Was that the one on purpose?
No. Ah. That was accidental. However, I was single-mindedly trying to get to a ride. I was like, like, we have to get to the Cars ride before it closes in the night because it's a really cool ride at night. And so I was like spearheading the movement towards, and we turned around. It was with me and my ex and, you know, my oldest son, and then my friend and her two kids were there too. So we were all there except him, and he just hadn't taken the turn.
Oh.
He's so slow. He moves at a glacier pace, right? And so, and to hurry him,
not dear God, happen.
The more you say, oh my God, hurry up, the worse he gets.
Yep.
It's so brutal. My oldest is the opposite. He like runs full blown, not knowing what he's doing. He's got no shoes on or his shoes are untied and he'll like fly through the air. But the youngest is like, everything is meticulous and very like blah, blah, blah. So we lost him. And I found him like just a couple minutes later. Like Disneyland literally is the best place to lose your kid.
It's so great.
Because it's all parents. There's like cast members, which is what they call Disneyland people who work there.
Yeah.
And there was like four cast members and like this entire crowd of parents. And my son was just crying. And I ran up. And you know how you get the angry feeling?
Yeah.
Because you're like so relieved.
Yes.
And so I look
how
like,
could you do that to
me? I look like such a dick, right? Because I run up and I'm like, where were you? As opposed to like, I'm so glad that you're alive, right?
But it's just, that's your primal reaction. Yeah. It's not like you become Disney.
No.
Like, wander up and, can you feel the love? That's not going to happen. Oh, man. Yeah, man, losing kids. It is. It really panics you. Oh. Well, even at Woodford, which is like, if you're going to lose anything at Woodford, you're going to get it back.
Yeah.
Like, I've actually lost a full wallet full of cash, like $300 cash.
Yeah.
Got it back. All of it in there.
Wow.
Like just, it's just a good.
They're good people.
They're very good people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but so I did find him eventually, but I wasn't panicked, but it was still like, oh shit. Like, you know, maybe I'm being too like laid back about this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, he returned.
Isn't that weird? This idea of like, I don't really know what I'm doing. Do you?
Hell no.
No.
Hell no.
I have no idea what's like appropriate or inappropriate, and I'm an inappropriate person, so then like my line is weird. And
do you know what? I feel like my daughter is now rebelling against me.
Inappropriateness?
Yes.
So she's being like super straight-laced.
She's very good.
Perfect.
It's crazy. It's kind of like,
I'm
it's
so
not
excited
to the
about
same,
this.
It's not to the same extreme, but it is a bit Safi Eddie in Ab Fab.
I
like
love
it. It's like she's all, but she's so funny because she's like, I want a job where I'm just going to earn hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm going to live in the same house my whole life. I am not doing instability.
Oh my God. Good, because I need you. Good, I'll come live with you, baby.
I know, she's so funny. Like, but she's totally, yeah, rebelled against all of that.
I don't know how my kids are going to go because my ex is like super straight-laced, earns a lot of money, has like a very high-paying like corporate-y job, and I'm not. So I don't know where they'll go. What'll they do?
Who knows?
Because I remember when I was going to rebel and I was like, I'm going to get a tattoo. And then my mom went and got a tattoo and I was like, God damn it, Mom! Right? So I'm glad that you've proved my theory, which is if I behave poorly now,
yes,
they will not want to do that
through
their teenage years.
Yeah.
And then when they're 20, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Because that's their problem then.
I hope so.
Right?
Yeah. My son just wants to be an actor. Like he's just...
Right.
That's all he wants to do and couldn't give two hoots about stability, like just whatever. So, I mean, they have their different things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's good. I think you just be who you are and then they be who they are. And if that's in reaction to you at first, meh, so be it.
What are you going to do? Like, honestly, I think this idea, my son said, you don't want to be a mom anymore. And I said, you know what's interesting is like I was a stay-at-home mom for 12 years, every day, all day. That's all I did, right? I didn't have any other job. I baked the stupid cookies. I did the damn play dates. I did all the – I organized all the swimming and the soccer and the blah, right? The birthday parties of ridiculousness. And my thought is – you know, now that they're in school and they're older and they're teenagers and they're boys, they don't really – it's not that they don't – I'm not saying they don't need me, I'm done, goodbye. It's like you don't need me to the extent that you did, right? Like they're finding who they are and they don't need a mom hovering over them and telling them everything because I would be that mom.
Yeah.
I would be that. If you want that, that's what I'll be. You won't like it.
Yeah.
Right? But I want to give them the space to be who they are and find independence. And I think that it's so funny that, like, if that last 12 years where I did everything doesn't count for anything, then why would I continue doing
Fuck
it?
Fuck yes, I know.
Right? And if it does count for something, then why am I not being respected enough to give, to be like, thank you so much for everything you have done.
Yeah.
You go do you now, right? It's like you can't fucking win.
No.
So.
But you know what? I feel as though I live in hope. I live in hope that once my kids have kids.
Yes.
That's the only point, I think, where if they don't say thank you then, that's never coming.
Okay.
But I really feel like there's just some things that they cannot possibly comprehend.
I completely
until
agree.
They have their own kids.
Yes, and I completely agree about that. And I think you're absolutely right. Like, it was impossible for me to understand what it was like to have kids before.
Yeah.
And you hear people say that. But I think that that's like every single scenario, every single kind of life-changing thing. Like, you can't understand what it's like to lose a loved one unless you've done
yes,
it. You can't understand what it's like to be married unless you're married. You can't understand what it's like to get divorced until you get divorced. You can't understand what it's like to have kids until you have them.
Mm.
And like, what I want to say to people who don't have kids is like, if you babysit kids and you're like, oh my God, this is hard. Yep, that's like that all the time though.
Mm.
20, like, that doesn't go away. Like, you love them.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
And it makes it worse.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I love this thing.
And this thing can push my buttons in a way that no one else can.
No one ever in the world.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, it's just
crazy.
The idea of like when my son blank faces me.
Blank faces you?
Yeah, like when you're mad.
Oh,
and you're like,
right.
Why are you doing this? And they just, children of the corn stare at me. Just that like blank face. There's nothing in the world that makes my head want to just pop off my neck.
Yeah.
Than that face.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
like,
yes.
I can take sass, but I can't take total silence.
Oh,
and they
God.
Know it.
Ella does this thing to me, and I do it to her as well, and it drives me crazy because I know that she's learned it from me, and she'll go, okay, Mum. Okay, Mum. And then I'll go, okay, Ella. Okay. Like that. And we just do this. Okay. Okay. Like, kind of pat on the head. Yeah, you go do you. Oh, it just makes me murderous. And I know it makes her murderous too. Oh my God.
What's great is that, like, there's what's terrifying is that inevitably you turn into your mother.
I know. And when I see her turning into me, I don't like that either. Jesus. Oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
When you have kids, do you think that they're going to get, like, the best of you?
Oh, my God. Okay, rapid fire questions before we wrap this up. What do you think your best quality is as a mum?
My sense of humor.
What do you think your worst quality is as a mum?
My lack of patience.
I hear you. Your most proud moment?
When my son was at school and a kid was bullying his friend, and because his friend had long hair, and my son told me this at the end of the school day, he was like, they were saying sexual things. So I'm assuming they were calling him like bad names, like calling him a girl and stuff like that. Anyway. My son said to the bully, you need to get a life. And the bully said, I've got one. And my son said, you need a refund.
Oh, snap! See, has got the best of you.
Never been so proud.
Amazing. That is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
What's the best advice you've ever been given?
The best advice I've ever been given is the days are long, but the years are short.
Mm.
Right?
True.
So it feels like forever, all day, every day. And then one day you wake up and it's 12 years later. And you're like, what the hell happened?
My daughter turned 16
in
3 days.
Oh, my God.
No.
That's insanity.
I'm taking her. We booked in to go get her learners on Monday afternoon. I'm going to freak the hell out.
Oh, my God. See, I always thought if I could just get them to 5. Right?
It's like, as soon as I can go to school.
As soon as I can get them to 5.
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh, my God, there's all these other things that you don't – because my parents weren't – I was an 80s kid.
Yeah.
So, like, they didn't really involve themselves too much.
Yeah, it's very different.
It's super different. Mm. Yeah.
I know. Well, because we keep making all these plans for once the kids leave home, because our littlest, we've got a 9-year-old each.
Yeah.
So we're like, once they leave, that's 9 years' time. Oh, my gosh, we'll go traveling. But that's assuming that they're out of the house.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hoping they will be. I'm going to push them out of the nest, but
Man,
you don't know.
It's weird now because I don't think, like, people think that way anymore. Mm. I was saying on the radio a little while ago, it's like 17 is the, like 17, 18, get out of the house. And yeah. like, I got a hailstorm
really?
of shit rained down on me.
Oh, yeah. See, I've said to the kids, once you're 18, you're out.
Yeah.
Or you're paying rent.
100%.
But then again, I'm like, maybe when push comes to shove, I'll find that really hard because it's like, how expensive is rent now for them? Like, it's insane. I don't know.
Yeah, I think, and also like emotionally, I am not prepared like for what that looks like. Like there's a part of me that's like, yeah, bye, have fun. But like letting them out in the world.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's
but
weird.
It's, I mean, I left home at 16.
I left home at 17. So I was like, I'm outie.
We can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fine.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
I just want to go overseas. I just want to go and live, go to Ibiza. Like be a tragic person on the bench going, I'm 30 years too old for this shit, but I love it.
No, you're not.
What's the worst parenting advice you've ever received?
Oh boy, there's been so much of it. When my son was a baby, he never slept. So there was like a crap of stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like put him in the car, breastfeed them till they're three,
mm-hmm.
Let them sleep in your bed, don't let them sleep in your bed. I think the worst advice I ever received was from a book.
Yeah.
Called The Baby Whisperer.
Oh, yes. I read The Toddler Whisperer. What was it?
Well, it was like the shush pat thing. Right?
Ah.
So it's like to get them to sleep when they're infants, you have to shush pat them. So you pat them on their back and you shh, 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 shh until they fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I became obsessed with it.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, it was a bad scene. It was real bad.
Like, were you just like doing it in your sleep? And like,
I was doing it like with like compulsion and I was showing other people how to do it. I was like to my ex, I was like, you know, you have to pat here, not too high, not too low. And it's gentle, gentle, consistent patting. Shh. And it's like this. It's like, this is not shh. It's like this. Shh. And you have to do it until they fall asleep. And everyone like was just afraid. They were just afraid. And I don't blame them. It was a bad time.
Oh, babe. Yeah, that's intense. I guess, all things in moderation.
I agree. I think that the best worst parenting advice, it's the same.
Yeah.
Is kids are the best and worst thing that will ever happen to you.
Oh, my God. It's so true.
And, like, people would say that when I was pregnant. I was like, how can you say that? Blah, blah, blah. No. It's true.
You know what? Because I've always loved kids. And I still do. I have so many kids in my life. I work with kids, you know. But I never understood ever why anyone would never want to have children until I had them.
I never wanted kids.
Really?
No, never.
Wow.
No, never wanted them. It didn't. It was like, oh, whoops-a-doodle. And then.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I love having my kids. I love my kids. I'm a much better person.
Yeah.
For having my kids. I can only imagine what a nightmare I would be as a human without them. But I knew how much work they were going to be and I wasn't sure I was up for the challenge.
Wow.
That's the thing. It's not that I hate kids. It's not, I just know how much work they are.
Yeah.
And I knew that my patience is lacking.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit selfish and I don't suffer shit.
Yeah. And there's a lot of shit suffering.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's shitsuffering.com, really.
Yeah.
That's so much
like
shit.
Literal.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And you know, fictional.
That's what I think's amazing about babies is they prepare you because it's like you just get shat on.
Literally.
Literally.
And then.
It's like you're going to be shat on
your
for the next 20 years.
Oh my
maybe,
God.
Maybe her life.
It's so thankless. And I knew that from how my mom, like, I knew that from what my mom did.
Yeah.
And she did probably, you know, 40%. Of what I'm expected to do as a mum in the 2000 and whatever.
Yeah, the bar's been raised.
Yeah, the 80s was it. I wish I could, if I was going to raise kids again, I would go back to the 80s.
Put them on their bikes.
When the streetlights come on, kids.
I saw a great sign the other day, which I loved, which was if you're ever feeling too bad about being a mum, remember that the mum in ET didn't notice there was an alien living in her house.
Yes!
And I'm like,
right?
Amazing. They just rode bikes and wore hoodies and went out and had an alien.
And they did whatever
like,
they wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah,
80s, man.
Oh, and like, and Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, the mom doesn't even notice he's not home.
He's in a dimension.
He's in another, literally another. another dimension.
Another freaking dimension. I mean, and he's like, speaking through lights.
To to her credit, she does find him eventually. Yeah. And that's nice.
But. Yeah. And she put up all the Christmas lights and stuff, which I admire that because Christmas lights are a nightmare.
Oh my God. Can you imagine untangling them?
Oh my God.
And she's a single mom.
Oh, seriously. Like she had to do that shit by herself and her phone blew up.
And everybody was calling her crazy.
It's so unfair.
It's like she is a true metaphor for what motherhood actually is.
She got gaslit by motherhood. And
for sure.
She persevered, got that dude back.
Got that kid back.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, Winona Ryder.
You go, Winona.
You go, girl. I love you. Awesome. Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Yes, me too.
Hooray for technology.
Yeah. Well, this version.
You're this version. Yeah. After all my sound studio setup and now we're on a freaking computer. Anyway, any closing thoughts for anybody? Any advice you'd give to anyone out there?
Stay strong, fellow warrior. Bedtime is nigh.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Funny Mummies podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you join our group on Facebook, the Funny Mummies group. Also, we have funnymummies.com, which has upcoming gigs, shows, fun stuff. You can find me, Jenny Winter, which is WYNTER, why? Because I can. At jennywinter.com, you can find me on Facebook at Jenny Winter Comedian, Instagram at Jen Winter. And your child could be the voice on this podcast. So if your child would like to say, with Jenny Winter, record that as a voice memo, send it through to me. You can either send it via the Facebook group or via my website, and they could be the voice on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you find some funny in your day.
It's the Funny Mummies
with Jenny Winter.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.